brought to you by Starfield. Embark on an epic journey through the stars and Bethesda Game Studios' first new universe in over 25 years. In this next-generation role-playing game, you decide who you are and what you will become. The most important story is the one that you tell. Captain your own ship as you venture through the settled systems, exploring over 1,000 planets while unraveling humanity's greatest mystery. For all into the Starfield. Visit www.starfieldgame.com to learn more and pre-order. Rated M for mature.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
New activation and upfront payment for 3-month plan required. Taxes and fees extra. Additional restrictions apply. See mintmobile.com for full terms.
Today's show is sponsored by Envelopes.net. Envelopes, envelopes, envelopes. Go to Envelopes.net and use offer code. I'm not going to read that offer code. I don't want to say that word. To receive 10% off your next order, I'm not even going to say the thing, though. Envelopes.net, you've got the stamps. Now get the envelopes. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome back to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends podcast hosted by me, Tom Sharpling, in which we go through each and every episode of Friends. Every episode of the podcast is an episode of Friends. Every episode of Friends becomes an episode of the podcast. So why don't we go together and meet my friends and your friends, The Friends. Meet My Friends, The Friends podcast. Here we go. Still shave a few seconds off that, but it's neither here nor there. Welcome back, everybody, to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast, hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. Very excited to have you all here. Tonight, we are going to talk about Season 4, Episode 5, The One with Joey's New Girlfriend. Now, this episode was written by Gregory S. Malins and Michael Curtis and was directed by Gail Mancuso. The plot of this episode, and it aired on October 30th, 1997. The plot of this episode is Chandler introduces himself to a woman he sees at Central Park named Kathy, only to find out she's dating Joey. And as it's a hard one to do. It's Pat is here.
Hey, Tom.
And you're here in Los Angeles with me, and then patched in from the East Coast, we have Jason Gore. How are you?
Hi, Tom. Good to be here.
Thank you. It's just weird vibes right now.
Well, yeah.
Because of the last show, basically I ended up spending, all told, about $19,000 to get things running in a functional manner, because Jason kept resubmitting charges to this Russian website that Pat logged into to watch episodes of Friends, and the whole system was corrupted.
Well, I didn't log in. I loaded it.
Loaded it.
If you logged in after loading it, maybe that's why we're at where
I didn't log in. Okay. I didn't load it. I played the link you told me to.
All right. Something happened.
Yeah, something did happen. Yeah. So in this episode, whenever Rachel's around, Ross goes out of his way to mention Amanda, a single mother he's been seeing. Rachel counters by dating Josh, a much younger man. But it turns out that Amanda's using Ross as a babysitter while she dates another guy. And Josh is stealing from Rachel whenever he comes over to the apartment. And Phoebe has a bad cold, which makes her singing voice very sultry. And when she recovers, she desperately tries to catch another cold. She even kisses Gunther in an attempt to keep that cold going. I do want to say today's show is sponsored by Envelopes.net. And I've been instructed to read this as written. The orb is coming. That's all it says. And there is an offer code with this, but I'm not saying that word. I'm just not saying it. So thank you to envelopes.net for their sponsorship. There are words I will not say. No. This episode was a good one. Why are you're just staring at me, Pat? What's going on? 'Cause we have a surprise planned, and I'm pretty excited about it, but I just want to clear the air before we get into this. Is everything cool?
You know, it took a lot of balls for me to come out here, okay? A lot of balls for me to get from New Jersey to Los Angeles in a danger zone for me, and I hope you're aware that this is a big, big minefield for me to be where I'm at and to be working in podcasts again in Los Angeles. You know what I'm talking about. It was a risk. Okay?
No, I get it.
It was a big risk.
You and Jason both started associating with a guy, Don Strong, who is a podcast agent or whatever. I didn't even follow it. I didn't need it. I didn't want it. I didn't do it. It's not my business. It's your business. You guys both started messing around with this guy, Jason. Oh, he's Don Strong, this and that.
It really chills me to the bone to hear the name. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't even like that it was said three times.
What do you think? He's Rumpelstiltskin? He's going to show up all of a sudden?
Good.
Tom. No, he's not. I'll answer that one for you. He's not Rumpelstiltskin. Look, let's make this.
You don't know, Tom.
Let's focus on the positive here. There, we have a surprise for tonight. It's very exciting. I said when the show was coming to Los Angeles that I would take advantage of being here because this is where Friends was filmed and try to get people that worked on the show in different capacities and acted on the show. And we have tonight a secret guest who appeared on Friends, and they are here. And can we bring them in, Pat?
No, we can't.
Then why can't we bring them in?
Because you were mean to me.
I was mean to you, so you... Is the guest here?
No.
So you didn't pick the guest up like we set up. You had one job to do for the show today. Get the secret guest.
I don't think you were... very fair to me, treated me very nice, considering all I've done and risking my life to come out here. No, I didn't get the guest, Tom.
I was mean to you because I didn't like that I had to spend $18,000 getting my computer.
19.
I would have got you a new computer. I would have saved you money. I tried to help during this.
Only cost me $3,000 as opposed to $20,000.
Yes, and I think that's a great, great thing that could have happened.
Oh, no. Look, I understand all fully that $3,000 is less than $19,000. I'm fully aware of that. You should also wrap your head around the fact that $3,000 is a lot more than $20,000. Which is all that it costs to get those episodes of Friends that I told you, buy them on iTunes. Just get it.
Look, if you want Jason back here, then fly him out here.
I want both of you to just be a part of the show and do the job. And your job was to pick up the secret guest so that we could have a little fun with someone that worked on Friends. And so you're telling me that the guest is not here, that you did not pick them up.
Nope.
Okay.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos.
does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Black Forest gummy bears are good, real good. That's because they're made with real fruit juice. Each bear is perfectly soft and fruity, with colors and flavors from real sources. So every bite is mouth-wateringly delicious and an irresistible treat you can feel real good about eating. Black Forest. Real juicy, real good. Visit blackforestusa.com to try now.
Because I was mean to
you. Because you were mean to me.
Because I was mean to you.
Because you were mean to me.
I was mean to you, so you decided to push back, and that's right. You're teaching me a lesson, huh?
No,
you put me on the car.
I'm giving you a taste of your own medicine.
You roll up a newspaper and you wrap me on the nose. Is that what it is?
No, this is a taste.
What is this, potty training now? You wrap me on the nose with a newspaper?
You don't like it when it goes your way. That's what happens.
No, I don't like it when I have to spend $19,000 on a thing that should have literally cost the same as getting a few drinks at Starbucks.
I could have saved you $7,000. Actually, wait, let me do that math.
Well, what are you doing?
Guys.
$20,000.
You're doing the math on this. I'm sorry. By all means, let me slow down the Friends podcast that we're supposed to have a secret guest on and don't have now. Because you decided it was time to punish me for the crime I committed of
$17,000.
You didn't need to hold it up. The crime I committed of what now? What's the crime? Of not being happy to have to spend thousands of dollars? You're right. I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. Lock me up.
Guys, why don't we just move past this? Get back into the episode and let's just let this go.
I never thought I would say this, but Jason is the voice of reason right now.
Okay. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes, Mr. Reason.
No. Okay, well, let's just get to
it. How's the computer, Jason? You're still patched in.
Everything's working perfectly.
Let's get to it.
$19,000 later.
Okay.
So let's do it.
Let's do it. Friends first. And it is not playing.
Oh, big surprise.
Try it again.
No.
Yeah, that's because they're gone, Tom.
Because what's gone?
The Sounders.
Why are they gone?
Because I removed them. And I'm teaching you a lesson because you're not nice.
I was not nice because I was not nice to Pat.
No, you were not nice to me. Last episode, Tom, you know I'm in hiding. You know I'm hiding. You call me in to help, and then you treat me terribly. So?
Oh, I can't even.
You're not nice.
So the Sounds are gone. Again. Because now you're... At least, I'll say this. At least you're admitting...
Hey, I got a pile of megabytes over here. You're not getting them.
Great. So I guess I blew it again. And I'm being punished, and you're taking your headphones off. Now, Pat is literally leaving. This is it?
What?
You're leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting out of here. I just called to Karma. I'm going back. Actually, Jason just sent me one of your credit card numbers. I'm going to take a Karma back to New Jersey.
Travel safe.
Thanks.
See you soon, Pat.
Travel safe.
You got it. Hi for Pat.
Well, there goes Pat.
I'm still here, Tom.
Yeah, you are. But you know what isn't still here? Your sound clips.
Yeah, no, you're correct.
Because?
You nailed it there, because I'm teaching you a lesson.
Because I was bad by what? Not enjoying spending $19,000.
You were not appreciative of me being there. And frankly, I'm going to say it for Pat. You weren't appreciative of Pat. It took a lot for him to go out there.
Okay, well, aren't you a hero? Aren't you a real hero?
Which one are you on right now?
Friends first. Friends first. I don't need you to do it. I'll do it.
Does that work?
Friends first. No, don't you do it. I don't. Friends first. It's the first appearance of Kathy. Fun friends fact. The common cold is a viral infection. Phoebe healed from it when her immune system overcame. This is a terrible fun friends fact. She was funny on the episode when she licked the soup cup, trying to get sick again. I don't even know what the other sounds are. Fun friends fact, friend first.
Line of the episode?
Line of the episode. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Line of the episode. Or however it is. It's not even that good. The sounds on the show.
You're really learning the lesson here, Tom.
Yeah, you're right. I just deserve to be punished. Apparently, all the sins I inflicted upon you guys. What an ingrate I was this whole time, huh?
I'm just saying, you could have been nicer.
Could have been, yeah.
Wow. Coulda, shoulda.
Lessons, lesson learned, huh?
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
Hey, why don't you look where that the end theme used to be on your computer? It's not there, is it?
No, it's not. Nothing's here.
Oh, that's crazy. Wow.
Wow. Oh that's crazy. Boy, that's crazy, huh? Wow. Yeah, wow. You're fired.
I mean,
Pat's fired. You're fired. You're both fired. I never want you within 100 miles of this show again. I don't need your sound clips. I don't need your producing. I don't need Pat's nice guy thing cost me the money. He's well mean. Okay. I'll say this about Pat. He's not mean like you are.
Yeah. I mean, with all of this, you would think I'm the Russians.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Meet My Friends of Friends, program that is now amazingly and gloriously free of rats and backstabbers and incompetence, and all of it's out of the picture now. It's me. Meet My Friends of Friends will be back soon. And thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon. And meet my friends and your... And thanks to Josh Cantor for the theme music. Although it could be shorter, I still appreciate it. I don't even know what I'm thanking for. I don't have it. I don't have it. I only have the opening theme. We'll be back.